This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
I'm sure that Jonathan Daniels on the sidelines
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everyone. We are back. The A-Team is back together again today. Come on, round of applause. The boys are back in town. Mike and Jim, we missed you last week.
Playing great. The part of Jim today will be Jim.
Jim will be in Jim's seat. We had Tracy Swarmonti. She was awesome. She filled us in. We had some great stuff to talk about. Mike was listening from home.
Yes.
Got blown up shortly after.
Blown up.
But,
sorry, I missed that.
How did you kids do on the picture?
Yeah, we had to teach Christina what the explosion meant.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, I heard her keep talking, and I'm like, well.
I didn't see it coming at all, clearly.
Well, if he kept talking about gambling and his kids putting money on things, he was going to lose.
My five-year-old won.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a legit pick, and he won.
Nice. Yeah. You're gonna blow, you might get blown up again here, so
we're
you might
want
to. We're moving to Vegas. You
Joey
must go to
Greek?
Foxwoods a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Joey the Greek?
Joey the Greek.
Who's Joey the Greek?
It's his boy.
No, I'm not Greek, but there used to be a guy called Jimmy the Greek
okay.
who was very good at picking games and
oh,
kind
gotcha.
Of a Vegas odds okay. type guy.
My brother's name is Joey. It's a great name.
Great name.
Good name.
Yeah.
Brother Joey. So what's going on? We got a big day today because we're going to hook everybody up for the holidays, right? A lot
That's
of sales
right.
going on at the Pro Shop.
Yeah,
Jim?
This is just the pre-holiday sale.
Right, pre-holiday sale.
Yeah.
Featuring a lot of items that are reasonably priced.
Okay.
Which people, you know, probably could use given the economic climate.
Agreed.
So we've identified a lot of items that we have that people probably aren't aware that we have hundreds of items that are under $25.
Hundreds.
That make great gifts, I'm sure.
No, I think we earmarked like 300 that were under under $25 rather, right? And another 150 items or so that were under $10.
Yeah.
So there's really something for everyone, stocking stuffers and
yep.
small gifts and all kinds of things like that. So
I think a lot of people perceive team stores and team websites as a little more higher-end
right.
merch, and they tend to want to go to the discount stores to save a little. In reality, you know.
We got discounts.
They got to keep in mind we have such a massive selection that we try to keep the.
Yeah, when we really looked at it, you can take a small budget of $100 or even less and walk away with some really great stuff.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
And we have an offer.
Shopper.
We have an offer on top of that right now where with every purchase of $50 or more, you get a $10 e-gift certificate online.
Wow.
And in the store, you get
$10 gift card.
$10 gift card.
That's fantastic. So you guys agree on something.
Toward your next purchase.
Right.
So you come in, you spend $50, you get $10 toward your next purchase. And like I said, we identified all these items that we have that are reasonably right. priced.
And a lot of people end up using that gift card as
Sweet.
Another gift.
Yep.
So
Sweet.
It seemed like a good idea to do pre-holiday before all the craziness gets underway with Black Friday and all that stuff. So
yeah.
it's a way to
yeah.
well, it's,
put something out
successful
there that
so far.
Fans could benefit from.
So it's already started. You can go on the Pro Shop
Correct.
Now and get it going, or online.
Either way.
When does it go until?
I think until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right
okay.
before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the
and
day before Thanksgiving.
Black Friday is when something else kicks in.
Yeah, we'll do something else.
Do something
yeah.
else. Okay. Yeah. All right. So everybody's got about a week to get in and get all their as many gifts as they can for under,
well,
for decent prices.
We always have those items. Some were marked down specifically to, you know, to bulk up the number of items we had that way, but really, it was kind of a way just to remind people that you can shop with us without spending a ton of money. If
right.
you know, if you're looking for something small or many little things, or you know, it was just sort of another way to identify that we have more than just, you know, player jerseys and
right.
things that are more costly.
Yeah, good gifts, people, and at a reasonable price. Everybody's looking for that.
Right,
reasonable shopping. It's still nice out. You come stroll around Patriot Place, go in the Pro Shop. Big game coming up this weekend. You guys ready for it?
Yeah, anything to get off of what we, there you go.
Ooh.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, we need to get away from last week's talk.
I think so.
We brought some tissues.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Yep. for is that for Rex Ryan or is that for the Patriots? Ooh.
Apparently, so, apparently there's crying in football. So Jeff, yeah, said,
we got to bring some tissues.
Yep. No, that's a good. Yeah, it's a Patriots tissue box for everybody who obviously can't see what we're pointing at. You could actually buy Patriots tissues. Are the tissues Patriots anything, or are they just solid plain?
I think they're plain.
They're plain. Yeah.
Okay, plain the tissues in a Patriots
box. The
box
has all the logos all over it.
We need those. Yes.
So you can't blow your nose on the flying Elvis, huh?
Exactly.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think anybody would really like that.
You'd probably want Jets tissues.
Yeah, Jets tissues.
Box.
Yeah.
Right.
It should be a Patriots box with green tissues inside.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's a good
and
idea.
Then you blow your nose in the green tissue. Why are we talking about blowing noses? You're gross. Anyway.
Because well, Mike
snot
is sick.
Talk.
Snot talk.
Thank you, Jess.
Because Mike's been sick, so I guess we're going to carry that over. But, no, the whole point, it's funny. You guys obviously had Rex Ryan in mind, or maybe just the people
actually,
still crying
grabbed,
about Sunday.
We grabbed that because it was under the $10 or under
oh,
$25.
So that was just a coincidence.
Yeah,
look
it's flu
that.
Season.
And it's flu season.
Under the $10.
Under $10.
Perfect and, time for tissues.
And antibacterial wipes.
We have those all over our office. I might even take that down
have,
with me.
We have a little hand sanitizer with the Patriot
Do
logo
you really?
On it.
2 ounce bottle of hand sanitizer.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
You could even for the sick Patriots out there.
I'm telling you, it's the kind of stuff when you place an order, you throw that in because it's like extra stuff you can just throw in.
Yeah, that's know? Fun to have. It's great stuff. And when do you ever see like stuff like that with logos on it? You can't buy that anywhere else.
It's amazing what they're putting on. We were just talking about out there about the M&Ms, which is like one of the hottest selling things we have.
Yeah,
can't keep them.
Yeah,
it's an 8 ounce,
7 ounce bag.
7 ounce bag. Sorry, 7 ounce bag of M&Ms that have the logo
an ounce
on it.
Counts. Okay,
and they come in and they're gone in a week.
Yeah,
every time we get them in.
That's awesome. Well, good. Good stuff. Yeah, talking about this week has just been kind of crazy.
Oh, it's just ended.
Fourth
yeah.
and two.
The funny thing, though,
fourth and two.
It was, I don't get it.
Please stop.
The pro-
Jim's going to knock you out of your chair.
It's going to happen.
We have angry
You're
Jim
irritating
today.
Him. As
angry Jim
have,
today.
Jim, I want to hear your rant on this. Come on.
I said please.
You did.
I don't understand why I'm getting accused of being angry.
Oh, you want it to stop. You don't want to rant.
I've been
called
a pit bull this week. Now I'm angry. Maybe it's me. It's time to look in the mirror.
Be careful.
Yeah, I was at the game.
No, we were just talking right before, and all I said was, you know, they won't let this die, you know, and I don't understand. Someone brought up, I have had two or three people bring up comparing this game to the Super Bowl that we lost. And I said, how can you possibly be in the same conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
How can you do that? It makes no sense.
That's a whole other ball game. No
Perfect
pun
season
intended.
And championship on the line versus a game with seven to play. Yeah. People are worried about
so
what the
ridiculous.
AFC Championships game is going to be played. I mean,
yeah.
We walked out of there knowing we can go in there and win. That's what I take from it.
Absolutely.
Move
it must
on.
Be in another galaxy
yeah.
somewhere.
That's
There's
true.
No way that will happen.
Thank you.
Bill's listening.
And the way
he
the
is.
Team plays
he
week
is.
To week, I mean, if anything, the focus is on this week, the Jets, and they're going to do nothing but take good from the loss.
Right.
The best thing that they could do is take it and throw it into a win, a big win, a division win, which is going to count more than anything at this point in time when you
right.
look short term. So,
that's
yeah.
That's the other thing I thought when I was watching that decision and they made that call. I thought, you know, we watched two division opponents lose that day. We have a good advantage in the division. If you're going to take a risk, it would seem like good timing to me to take a risk.
It's unbelievable what's going on in the division right now. A fired head coach.
You're right.
Another coach bawling his eyes out because
right.
he can't get a win. And injured
and
Ronnie Brown's down,
Miami,
possibly for the season.
They should have lost that game.
Yeah.
Miami should have lost.
They
yeah.
should have lost that game.
The Patriots are sitting pretty right now, I would
yeah.
say, right?
But everything's
it's not as devastating as people are making it
yeah.
out to.
It's not like we went in there and lost 30-10.
Yeah. You wouldn't prefer that either, right?
No, of course.
Yeah.
Because you walk out thinking we can't go in there and win. I don't think anyone thinks we can't go in there and win. So let's move on and win games and
exactly.
see where we wind up.
Thank you, Jim.
Definitely.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Definitely. Even the players have said in the locker room today, you know, it was an emotionally and draining, week, a couple of days, not only because it, you know, the fourth quarter and the whole hype and everything, but just the sheer fact that, you know, it was a loss for them. It was a loss. It was a big loss. They were so close. I think that's
right.
what it is. You're so close.
Yeah.
And you let it go. But like you said, I think good point. They've got it in them, and they're going to go. It's only going to come back
you know,
full swing, and they're going to
be
good
if it was any other
team,
it'd
it.
Probably be more concerning because you'd be worried that the hangover, would, like you called it earlier, would carry through. But this
I'm
team
hungover
this team,
right now.
This team knows how to forget
yeah.
that today and
Jim, I honestly,
move forward to tomorrow.
I honestly think it's the fans that are it's hitting them.
I agree.
Oh, it's so good.
There we go. That's what we're looking
the,
for.
The pro shop literally became this like counseling destination point this week.
People, did it really?
People, I don't think people knew
I
what to do
it.
With themselves, and they were just coming in to look to talk to another fan to be like,
attention, you are all
you guys need that in the first half. You need a little like chit chat circle area. You put the bean bags
up
and
around a chair.
Sit, put the tissues
Dr.
out.
Dr. Mike's round table.
I wonder, maybe, maybe Jim from Melrose.
I wonder what was going
maybe
on.
Maybe light some candles. I'm an addict. Kumbaya.
I walked in and Rhodey was asking some guy, tell me about your mother, and I had no idea what kind of analysis was
going
on. Oh,
it's deep, man. We all have
PhDs. What is going on in here?
Yeah.
It's Pizza Wednesday for crying out loud.
It was Pizza Wednesday.
Oh, don't even start because we had problems today.
Was it about this whole topic?
No. Some guy came a little late.
Mike, look, we try to eat pizza 12:15, 12:30 every day.
Normal time?
Email comes out 12:30. Everyone's on board. We're excited. We're going to have pizza.
I said 12:45 in the
email. He said 12:45. We're like, that'll be fine.
I'm good. Perfect. Sure. All right. Then he moves
I'll wait 15 minutes.
Then he moves it to 1:15.
Out of the blue.
No notice. Just
audible.
Oh, 1:15.
Okay.
What time do you think he actually showed up with the pizza?
So how long are we going here?
2.
Yeah, no. 1:30.
Oh, 1:30.
It was after 1:30.
But you walk into a room.
Hungry room.
Of people who are sitting there at 1:15 waiting for pizza.
About 600 pounds worth of people.
Yeah.
You might have gotten pizza in your face if it were me. I get angry.
We were not angry. And wait to hear why. Tell her why you were late.
Why was it late, Mike? Please tell us.
What'd you do today?
I watched the fire with my 5-year-old in our neighborhood.
I don't get
it. Can we have that explosion again?
Wait, something was on fire and you stood there and were watching it?
Well, I came in late today because I'm going to be staying late to take care of some stuff. So I had my son came home from school, my little guy, and when he got off the bus,
the school bus caught
the bus caught fire.
He's so serious.
The
bus
there were fires right all over the place in carnage, and we just sat there
and
watched.
And Mike had to sit there
and call 911. We just watched.
Oddly, Mike said he was cleaning his garage, and it was a recycling truck that went on fire.
A recycling truck that just does the neighborhood trash pickup.
Yeah.
Started smoking in
and that was
houses.
Fascinating to you, enough to miss Pizza Wednesday.
Well, the fire trucks came, and I mean, how do you tell a 5-year-old boy we can't go
you
watch the fire?
That's why there's traffic when there's an accident.
That's right.
Because people like you have to stand there and stare.
People like you.
Look, he's burning.
Daddy, what's that guy doing?
Don't worry about it. He's on fire. He doesn't need that arm.
Stop, drop, and roll. I hope your kid got that lesson out of watching a fire. No?
Well, I don't know. Is it
no, they put $10 on who would put it out first. Which fire department will be there.
Which guy's going to remember this drop? Oh, my God. Well, I'd be pretty mad, too, if I were waiting for pizza.
I think the 37 truck's coming in first. My money's
on
37 truck.
I'll take the over.
That's true.
I didn't pull out. I had a flat tire.
Yeah. That's true. So. Okay. So he's honest. He's honest. Honestly watching a trauma happen right before his eyes and letting his 5-year-old watch it.
Yeah, but you've seen the YouTube video of people that'll jump in and help. He wasn't jumping in.
Unexcused.
He pulled up a lawn chair and a frosty beverage and sat the kid down and
unexcused.
It's a good life lesson. He's hungover too. Yeah. Good.
Unexcused.
Well, we do have a wow, that's annoying. We have unexcused. An email. Excuse me. I can't concentrate on what I'm reading. This one's
unexcused.
From Jester in Maui, Hawaii. Ooh, I want to go visit. My question is, why have we not seen any Irish, I don't know this word, D-O-N-E-G-A-L.
D-O-N-E, what?
And everybody's eyebrows go in.
Donegal?
Donegal, what is that? You know what that means?
No, I just took the letters you spelled and pronounced it.
We have Irish stuff.
All right.
I don't know.
If I had internet, I'd look it up. But anyway, whatever that word is, caps with the NFL logo on the back and the Flying Elvis logo on the front.
Must be the...
like a hat?
I think we already established that.
Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Caps,
thanks for coming in today,
Jim. MBAs here.
Okay, we have not seen an Irish whatever cap is what he's asking for. Jason, get on this. Maybe it's just a different. Maybe it's a typo.
D-O-N-A-D-O-N.
It's kind of like a fedora. But not quite. It's like a wool hat. I'm not pronouncing it. You guys are probably closer than I am.
You've got a computer in front of you.
I'm going to bing it.
Wait, I can see that. I can see it from here. Is that the hat?
Google? I think so.
It's kind of like a nerdy fedora.
Right, like I said, it's kind of like a fedora.
Yeah. It has a shorter brim. No, I don't even
know. How do you spell that again?
It's kind of like a junior sale.
What's the country of origin?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, he kind of wears That's true. Sayal wears those hats that kind of look like fedoras, but not really because they have short brims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what we're going
for. That sounds like a pretty specialty item. You'd have to have a manufacturer to bother to go get a license to try to sell
it. Apparently it's an Irish thing. Irish Donegals.
But with a Patriot logo on it?
Yeah.
I guess the question would be to Jeff if you guys...
You could put a logo on anything and it'll sell.
Exactly.
That is true.
Okay. Well, it's got to be licensed. You don't have Patriots fedoras, do you?
No.
Where are you on that one, guys? It's a very popular, stylish hat.
Oh, yeah, I see people wearing them all the time.
With Patriots logos.
I was just in the store today, and I saw tons of people.
Yeah, I saw them in the 1920s.
Wait, are you guys really questioning whether it's a popular hat?
I still don't even know how you spell it.
What? Not this one, the fedora.
The fedora?
Back in the 40s.
Actually, to be honest with you, I saw one last night in an Irish bar.
Fedoras are popular, I guess. I think I see them all the time.
Wear one.
They're hipster. Yeah, they're hip. This
with
one,
my long
here,
sleeve polo.
You guys can take a look. Oh, Jesus. I'm sure that looks great. Here, look at that hat. Look at that hat.
But, I mean, again, it's...
See the comparison, but it's Irish, so...
I'm sure they are popular, but it's a matter of a manufacturer stepping up saying they want to pay for the license and make them.
That's closest we come to that is that
the Dr. Doolittle hat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Dr. Doolittle?
I don't know. I just said that.
Oh, that makes sense. You could say that. That's easier understood than a Don...
Yeah, I've seen people wear them. I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
But you're talking about, it's kind of like a random request, right?
Actually, we should save this, because if we bring on Reebok's head of... headwear.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Ask him that question.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
Al Menino.
Get the fedora in there. Where's
in,
Al? Yeah.
Well, he'll bring in the guy who does headwear.
Oh, great.
And we'll ask
we'll
him.
We'll grill him.
I mean, absolutely. You guys already have a bazillion types of hats, right. But
I you know what? I like that request.
Would wear
though.
That?
You know, we sell that crazy camp hat. It kind of looks like that straw cowboy looking
yep.
hat
yeah.
thing.
Well, that's good. You have a cat. If you have a cat, cowboy hats are huge.
I thought like
with
the little whatchamacallit cap.
Charlie cap.
No,
like a paperboy hat?
When you were first asking, that's what I thought you kind of meant.
Those are cute. Oh, those would be awesome.
I could see a Patriot one of those because we sell a ton of, you know, Shamrock-related stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you know what? That would be a good – I think I would see that one more. It's kind of like the box hat with the brim.
Yes.
And then over something like that. Right. I don't know.
We were told that we said the term Donegal correctly, but I printed out the wrong photo of the hat, so I have a new one for you.
Oh, good. Oh, this is it. This is what
so
we
So it
just...
was the hat we thought.
No, this is –
yeah, that's kind of what
this
I thought.
This is like a paperboy hat.
The Gatsby hat?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the Donegal.
That's what I was
Sale rocks one of those, too. I'm thinking more of the, like an army kind of style hat. Like, you know how they wear the box kind of hat and the...
Well, we have something
similar. You know
what
I'm talking
about? Five-panel military cap, which is a little
maybe
bit
it's like that.
It's not quite...
That would be a good look for a game.
But, yeah, like those...
I would wear that in a second.
That Donegal's, you know, good idea. I like his suggestion.
Donegal, get it.
I think
Mike, add that to your
done.
Your vocabulary.
You know what? Let's give this to Ken, and we'll have it on our St. Patrick's Day list this year.
Hi, you've reached the
Because it's Irish, it's good.
Yeah,
good.
We sell a ton of
thanks,
good idea.
Patriot stuff with, like, Shamrocks, pins, two or three different hats, a couple different here. T-shirts.
I think Reebok made a version of this in the last couple of years called the Gatsby hat.
I could see that name more than... I've never heard Donegal, but now we learned something today, guys.
But I've never seen it presented in anything that I've been involved in, so I guess I'll have to ask Reebok specifically. So I will hold on to
that. That and the Trooper
hat. It is a good idea.
If you don't already have that, because I want one of those. I like those. We got another email. Mike from Erie. Oh, this is my guy, Mike St. Ange. What is the difference between the NFL shop and the Patriots Pro Shop? Are the items offered on the NFL site the same as the Patriots Pro Shop? And what about any price differences and or specials?
Well, the difference is NFL Shop is pure evil. And the Patriots Pro Shop is the way you support your team.
So there's nothing similar between either of them.
They're
one is evil and one is good.
Sites that are selling. I mean, obviously, we just specialize one team.
I like my explanation better.
Patriots.
I do, too.
I'm just trying to keep you out of jail.
I'm really past that. So, yeah, they're completely two different, totally different sites that we have nothing to do with each other.
Right. And
gotcha.
It's
the NFL shop is run by the league, and revenue is shared among all the teams in the league. And
they represent all the teams.
That kind of stuff. And if you buy from them, you're basically putting money in the pockets of anyone who benefits from it.
How come sometimes they have better items than we do?
I think that's ridiculous.
No, you may find an item.
They have items that...
That is so untrue. It's not even funny.
I would agree. That is true.
That is true.
They do occasionally have things that we don't carry, but they'll have 12 hats. They might have three that we don't have, but we'll have 100 hats, which means we have 80 they don't have.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't carry every single item ever available to anybody anywhere.
Our entire operation.
Stephen Wright said, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? And that's why.
That's right.
Right. I mean,
our entire
interesting
we
question.
Literally have probably 10 times the amount of hats they have, but they might have three we don't carry.
And those are the ones people are going to pick up and be like...
Right. And that's what they're going for. Right. They know they can't carry the selection we do, so they carry one or two items that they know we don't have, trying to differentiate themselves.
Yep. But the message I'd want to get across is buy local, support your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's right here. This is team-owned. Makes no
sense.
We're
not sharing our revenue with the 32 other teams. NFL Shop, that's a whole different story.
Buy a hat and pay Brady's salary.
NFL Shop's an outsourced business.
It's not that.
They give to a company that runs a whole bunch of other, they run a whole bunch of other big chain stores, websites.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's different.
Different. All
different
right.
Company, just different
competitor.
You hear that, Mike? That means go to patriots.com.
And they're evil.
PatriotsProShop.com. Nowhere else. We got another one from Jesse. Oh, because he came up with a good idea about the Donegal cap. Am I saying it right? Donegal?
I think it sounds great.
He wants the first one, and he says we rock.
Okay.
And by that,
that's Christina's second fist of rock pose of the day.
Fist of rock. Is that what it is? Fist of rock?
Just hitting her heavy metal phase.
I can't do that too long, though, because John Rook will get me for doing the Texas...
Hook 'em horns?
Yeah.
Oh, you missed it. Him and Scalavino were killing Florida earlier on Playbook.
Ooh. Why would you even say that?
Just letting you know what was said.
And no one was in here to defend them?
You weren't. I told them. I said, you're going to upset Christina.
You
should have
brought
me
in here. Scalavino.
You
should have
called in and gotten blown up.
Please. I should have. Tip me off next time. I'll call in and give him a piece of my mind. Anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, Pizza Wednesday didn't happen.
We had pizza.
Got off on that.
It just was, you know.
It was just you guys didn't speak to Mike the entire time.
We were very disappointed.
You were hungry. You ate and you got out of there.
Yeah. That's what happens when you show up 15 minutes late after pushing it off a half hour.
You're late for your late.
Yeah, you're late for your late.
But yeah. I was in the driver's seat. I had the pizza.
Oh, you had the pizza.
Oh,
yeah, that was the whole point.
Oh, that's right. You guys were sitting away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like they would have waited otherwise, right? I hope you wouldn't
there
have.
There would have been no pizza for
Here's your one slice.
Enjoy.
We ate it all. That's it. No more for you.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? I mean, home game this weekend. Anything new that people can grab, get? Any new gear? I saw something I think I saw the jacket with the paint on it that looks like the splattered paint. What was we talking about?
Drift.
The drift. Excuse me. I couldn't remember the word. I think I saw that on someone on the sidelines. It was good looking. Did anybody else see it? Go out and get it.
We see it every day.
I saw
it. Not you guys. I'm talking to the microphone here.
Oh, sorry.
Anybody out there?
Mm. It's like a polyester fleece full zip kind of a jacket.
Yeah. Polyester?
It's like a bonded poly fleece.
Right.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good. It's cool looking. I mean, a whole other line. That's the second half. What do you call it? The
second season.
Excuse me.
The drift, yes.
You know what's new? Jeff, show her the razor.
The razor?
Patriots Gillette
Fusion Patriot Razor.
Pretty slick.
Are now sold.
Oh, my goodness. There's a Patriots
in the pro shop.
That's right.
We are Gillette Stadium.
That's
a nice stocking stuffer.
Pretty incredible.
Yep.
I'm checking out the razor. Pardon me for a second. I can't do two things at once.
It's the Patriots.
Well, while you're looking
razor.
At that, I can talk about the team grill that arrived.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had asked us a couple weeks ago about the team grill.
The grill is
now in the store. Oh, that's
right.
It was online.
We now finally have the grill in the store.
Fantastic.
She's a beauty.
Yep. Perfect timing.
Yep. Big.
Only three more home games.
What are you cooking on Sunday?
We are going to go with
go ahead, Mike.
Grilled pizza.
She gets it. She really gets it. Did you hear that?
2 to 3 weeks?
I get it.
Hey, we got an email from Al. How's it going? Al's listening.
Is it Alfonso Menino?
Alfonso Menino. Could you guys keep down all the silly hat ideas we were trying to work on next year's apparel? SMUS with Pete and Ken as you guys gab. Apparel, what is that word?
He just implied SMUS.
SMUS?
SMUS?
Ken doesn't work.
SMUs are special makeups that we do.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that word. I think it was a question of the day.
It's good to know Ken and Al are listening to the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys, and emailing. Distracting us.
I wonder why we got his voicemail.
Right.
That's right. He's in conference.
I'm sure there's a lot of work going on there, too.
No, that was very interesting. Yeah. That's why I was just checking it out, because it's an actual
Gillette Fusion
razor.
Comes with a couple of cartridges.
Yeah.
I think it's $11.95.
Two cartridges, one razor.
Yep.
We have a pool going in the store. Ken says he'd be willing to shave his legs with the Fusion. His legs.
What?
Well, it started off with his back, but he won't do it. But his legs.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. I'm done. Oh, no. See ya.
He'll do it. He'll do it if we get to $25. That's all it will do.
Get $25 what?
If we get the pot up to $25, he'll shave
his
legs.
I'll pay it right now.
Just he can shave his legs?
Just because it'd be humiliating.
Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, it's just.
You know how. No, he does
he
not want to shave
that.
His legs.
Oh. Didn't say
oh, he's doing
There's
it.
There's repercussions to shaving your legs. It's not fun.
Ken, you're listening. Why don't you send us an email at webradio@patriots.com? Let us know what your price is.
So this comes in, and the first thing you start doing is betting with it again. You have an issue.
The funny what thing is, your kid I don't wager?
I am like zero gambling.
Did you bet your kid, hey, I'll give you $1 if you shave your legs with this?
Oh, my.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He's turning
bucks.
Red. $5. What are you drinking over there, coffee?
A little vodka. My boy from Belgium sent it over.
We're huge.
Not though. Expecting that.
Huge in Belgium.
Oh, your guy was emailed us last week. The guy that you ran into in the shop.
Yeah.
He got the question, which was most difficult, I thought.
We gave away a good present, too, didn't we? What was it?
The autograph calendar.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. It was the calendar.
Thanks for giving away international gifts while I'm out here.
Yeah.
See what happens when you call in sick?
Listen, that's what happens when you don't show up to work. Sick. You show up to work.
You just decided not to show up.
And everything
Mike
goes smoothly.
Sick. I had a previous engagement.
Yeah.
A previous engagement. Come on. Mm-hmm. Share.
Swimming with the dolphins.
I went to the
eels.
New England Aquarium with my children.
Oh, you're going to tell us all about it. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to hear about the aquarium, all right? So
okay.
Don't go anywhere. Shop Talk coming up right after this.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So, basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto-reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun and back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio, back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
Right, so, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
Holidays are coming. This year, give the gifts you know will be a hit from the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop has the perfect gifts for the Patriots fan in your life. Everything from sweatshirts and hats to t-shirts and jerseys. Celebrate the Patriots 50th season with many exclusive items that you won't find anyplace else. Or pick up a gift card and let your friends and family pick out the perfect gift themselves. With more than 100 items under $10 and more than 250 items under $25, you'll be sure to get the right gift at the right price. Plus, with the purchase of $50 or more, you'll receive a $10 gift certificate. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and take advantage of the $5 flat rate shipping on every order, regardless of size or destination. The Patriots Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open year-round. Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on PatriotsProShop.com. Stop in or log on now to get the perfect gift for the perfect price. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
That is my song, Jason. Thank you for playing it. It makes me happy on the Wednesday afternoon. Reminds me of the Super Bowl, actually, because they played it back when we were all there.
That's right.
Yeah. We won't relive that. We'll relive halftime, though, when everything was all good.
It was a great show.
It was all happy in Patriots. That was a great show. I enjoyed that a lot. And I think they've announced who's going to be at the Super Bowl this year.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
The Who.
Who?
Who?
That's what? Right.
Knock, knock. Yeah, The Who. I'm sure.
Love The Who.
Love The Who?
Seen them many times.
Not as familiar, but I'm sure it's going to be a good show, too.
Age gap.
It's going to be in Miami, so that's what's
It's funny how only huge. 3 years separates a lot of musical interest between you and me and him and Ken. They're like, right. You know,
Ken's
you and I are one way.
There's a lot of weird smiling
Ken's,
and Ken's eye contact
older,
right
I'm
now.
Older. I'm just more of a Renaissance man.
Right. We'll go. Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, so the theme of today, obviously, is this pre-holiday sale going on. We kind of touched on it, but you guys want to recap just because there's a lot of numbers involved and everybody needs to understand what's going on.
I don't think Jim's given the web address yet either.
So. PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Take it away.
So,
go ahead.
Right. The basic promo is that we're trying to feature the fact that we have many, many items, hundreds of items that are in a reasonable price range. For example, well over 100 items that are under $10.
$1 million.
I don't think Jason gets it. And then over 250 items.
Serious. Okay.
Probably over 300 that are under $25.
$1 million.
See, we need our own sound effects on this end.
You're like sound effect happy today.
I want 1 million items.
We're getting there.
We're trying.
We're working on it.
Two to three weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
Ken and Alfonso are coming up with a million hats.
We got
right
our best
now.
People working on it.
Yeah.
And then there's a second component, and I'll let Mike explain the second component.
Oh, yeah.
What we're doing right now.
Sorry.
What?
The second part of the promo is you for every $50 or more that you spend, you get a $10 gift card or a gift certificate, depending if you're online or in the pro shop. And
right. If your order online is $50 or more, you automatically get sent a $10 e-gift certificate toward your next purchase.
Jackpot.
So,
which is great timing because that's why it's a pre-holiday sale. You get that. You can use it to shop more for the
holidays. There were air quotes on that one, pre-holiday.
Oh, right. Sorry. I forgot. You can't see those on the radio.
There's air quotes. So I'll be the air quote
Thank
queen.
You. Fist of Rock girl.
Yes, Fist of Rock.
And it's been successful so far.
The promotion?
Yeah.
How long has it been going on?
When did we start? Last Friday?
Yeah.
Last Friday.
Oh.
It's probably about 5 days running.
Oh.
So we've got a lot of Boston, you know, print ads and radio ads and internet radio ads. Yeah, internet radio plugs.
Have you ever bought a gift card at a restaurant, like a Ruby Tuesdays or Chili's or anything like that?
I believe I have at one point in my life. I'm sure I have.
They tend to do the same thing. You buy $25, you get $5 back.
Right. Okay.
So this is a similar
promotion. I think it's a great deal. I had a promotion, an email the other day that came to me, and it was like, you get 20% off if you buy right now today, and it hooked me, and I went and bought a ton of stuff and got 20% off. It spent money that I was not going to send before I got the email.
Was it a Tebow jersey?
No, it was not a Tebow jersey. No.
I do have one of those. You know, part of why we did it was we thought, everyone discounts. There's always, you know, is 20% the new 10%, all that. We just thought, give people money. Give them cash.
Money
$10,
back.
$10 gift card or $10 e-gift certificate is $10 cash in your pocket you can come back and spend.
Yeah, because that's next solid. Time you, it's next $10. Time you, need you know you're getting that
right.
Regardless.
You have to sit there and figure out, well, let's see, if I order this sweatshirt and this hat, 20% off would be this much. No, you buy your stuff and then you get this you can use to your next purchase and save some money there.
Does the gift card expire?
The promotional ones will expire, but not until
that's not cool.
After the season. End of January, I think, is when we have it.
End of January, like January. This January coming up.
That's correct.
So when you get this money back, go spend it immediately.
That's right.
Because it will expire.
Well, it's a pre-holiday sale.
So the thought is to get it back into the holidays. Yeah, go back in.
The idea was that we'll put a little money in people's pockets so when they do their holiday shopping after, say, Black Friday and all that stuff starts, that they start off with an extra $10 in their pocket to start their shopping.
Great.
If they were coming to make a purchase anyway.
Gotcha.
Speaking of shopping, do you have a wish list? Do you want to talk about the wish list?
Oh, the wish list on the website?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. We have a feature on the website where you can add a whole bunch of items to your own personal wish list and then email that list to friends and family and coworkers or whoever would normally buy you gifts so they can get you the items you want and the sizes you want and the colors you want and all those kind of things.
Wow.
It's a great, great feature.
Who came up with that?
Our programmers came up with the idea. It's a great thing.
It's almost like a registry when you're getting married.
Exactly. So you pick out the hat you want, the sweatshirt you want, the player jersey you want, the tissues.
Which you end up
and then you just you could send it and to then, people, yeah, or they can go on and
you email it.
Okay,
there's a little function in there where you put in a bunch of email addresses and it sends an email to all the people you want
that
to receive
is awesome.
It. They get a link and they can come look at it and buy stuff off your list.
It's okay. Basically saying I'm sick of all the crap you've been buying me over the years.
Here's exactly
what I really want.
I
don't
yes.
need any more socks unless they're Patriots.
Yes,
which we have several versions of. But Mike's right. It's like a registry almost. It's, you know.
I think that's a great idea because so many times people are like, make a list. Tell me what you want for, you know, for the holidays, for Christmas. And it's like, I'm not going to make a list. But if you do, it's more less of a, you know, oh, here's my handwritten list. This is what I really want.
Right.
You feel kind of cheesy doing that sometimes.
Everyone's online now. It's really simple to do. Every product you see, there's a little link next to add to cart. There's another button that says add to wish list.
Okay.
You add it to your wish list, and it's really simple to send it off to
that's
your
awesome.
Family and friends. It's a great
get
great
online
function.
And do that now.
Everybody has a celebrity that they get all, like, flustered when they see.
Oh, no.
And I
it's
see him
right now. Yeah.
B-Lo.
Brian
Lowe just walked
Brian
in.
Brian Lowe.
And I'll tell you.
There's wooing going on.
I'll tell you.
Maybe he'll come on the air with
there
us.
There is wooing going on.
If there was
Brian
one time
in
my
room.
Brief radio career, this is it.
You might want to use one of those.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mike's
antibacterial
pink.
Wipes.
He's turning pink right now.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Brian's one of the. Yeah.
Are you the star of Fantasy Lowdown?
You know, it's funny you mention that. Yes, I am. 4 to 5 Eastern right here.
Don't you recognize the voice?
Patriots.com radio.
I do.
Make sure
I have a face for radio, a voice for the newspapers.
Make sure you tell your friends.
This is the same crew right here.
Do you guys play fantasy?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We got listeners.
And you know what? And this is not why I came in here. But now that you mentioned all that, Eric Casilius of ESPN and ESPN.com is going to be joining us tomorrow.
Really?
How about that, Jason?
Wow.
Well, breaking news for you.
Nice job, Bilo.
He's a
well,
fantasy,
breaking news for you.
Fantasy guru.
So what's going on? Have you
can
guys
I join you too?
Have you guys changed your Isaiah Standback jersey selection from number 9 to number 15?
Oh, absolutely.
Those, and how are sales going?
Rocket. They've rocketed through the roof.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We are in. You want to speak
it's
of a wish
solid
list.
Solid jersey to have on.
It's a wish list item.
Yeah.
You never
yeah.
know, though.
Hey, these number changes crop up every now and then.
They're tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 to 15. Yeah. That was breaking news for me.
Yeah, there
know.
You go. There you go.
9 to 15. That was the breaking
go.
News
someone
today.
Someone better tell Flanders.
Something to get everybody else's mind
Ken,
off
on
of
that.
Other things going on.
What are the hot items we're talking about today?
We got tissues, Brian. They brought in the tissues because apparently there is crying.
There is crying.
Oh,
we had
there is crying in football. Well, you know, I'm sure whoever is monitoring the Jets sideline on Sunday will have these. We will have
plenty here in house. Should he need them?
Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't hear his conference call, but apparently in his conference call with Patriots reporters just about a half an hour ago. Did you guys play it?
No, I heard he had a box. Of
he joked up. About. Yeah, he joked about you know needing tissues, and he might have his own sponsor now, Kleenex. And
we'll make sure the pro shop's well stocked.
Oh,
yeah, you know,
any
fans listening, that is the item to buy Sunday morning.
That's right.
Everybody's going to have tissues here. Oh, my goodness. I hope you guys stocked up on those, no?
Well, we weren't anticipating
2 to 3 weeks?
2 to 3 weeks,
meltdown.
Yeah.
Run.
A head coach meltdown.
Don't think Belichick ever really needs those. I get the sense he's not going to really.
Everybody bring your handkerchiefs. Wave them in the air. Get it going.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's right. Funny.
Yes, that's right. One of our items, but there's some preseason sales going on, or promos going on, I should say. Preseason promos with air quotes.
B-Lo's
don't
a pretty,
forget those.
Pretty frequent shopper.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Pre-season promos, though. What are we?
Like a pre-holiday. Like,
pre-holiday.
We're giving away.
Oh, okay.
Pre-holiday.
We talk about
pre-holiday.
Other than football here.
No, but
pre-season.
But my mind is always football. Pre-season.
Yes,
I'm thinking
this.
August.
I know this.
I'm thinking August. I'm thinking Brian Hoyer. I'm thinking.
Yes.
We don't. Ben
big
Jarvis,
sale on Hoyer jerseys.
You know, I'm thinking. What are you
Terrence
are you going
Nunn.
With yeah, Terrence Nunn. Some of the August heroes, the Patriots.
Yeah, we carry them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm all into it. Trust me. I will be hitting the pro shop. Between now and
make your wish list. Send it to Mama Lowe.
On
on Patriots.com or on the ProShop.com.
I just might.
Mike and Erie sent us his wish list.
Mike and Erie already?
Yep.
Mike and Erie, hang on. What's going on with the computer?
He wants
there
a Mayo throwback jersey.
Why does he send it to us?
We have.
We got him.
Mike, send it to your mama or your someone who's gonna buy you a.
Yeah. You mean you guys aren't buying the listeners?
We can't. Yeah. As much. Everybody send your wish list here. We're just going to give you the items.
Guys, I think that's a good initiative to start for 2010.
Yeah.
But just buy every Patriots fan of.
It's actually really cool.
Straight to overseas.
It's a really cool feature, though, I think.
Especially if you're overseas.
Wait, I got to see Mike's list. Hang on. I'm clicking right now. Is it going to come
you
up?
You know we're huge in Belgium?
Yeah. There used to be a map. There was a map in here. Oh, there the map. Yeah. Gee, how can I miss them? There's two huge maps. And I know in the past, And I think still, I'm sure, Jason, I don't know how many new countries and continents and everything have been cropping up, but it's amazing. It's amazing how widespread the listening audience is.
Belo's huge in Ireland.
Yeah. Yes, Ireland is big. Yep.
Do you know what
a
Donegal is?
Don't.
We don't.
We learned a new term today.
Question.
Am I reading this?
No.
Is that the correct picture?
Yes. Okay. Donegal Patriots hat people
guys,
are looking for.
Do we have those?
No, they would be impressed from the...
Our Reebok ref is listening as we speak, and I'm sure he's efforting it.
Oh, good. Good.
Alfonso. He will not let down any fan, our Reebok rep that is listening.
Alfonso Menino.
He will have that hat.
Well, but the great part is, you know, between the pro shop online, fantasy football is certainly worldwide. Mm.
Jim, did your team win this week?
Big team.
No, I lost. I am in first place at 8-1 or 8-2.
But you lost, though, right?
I did lose to you, but I'm in first place.
Oh, that's what it is. Really? Oh, so you guys are in the same league.
Move. 2-3 game lead in first place, but I did lose this.
It was a smackdown of the week. You know, they have the little...
Smackdown.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're looking to bounce back from that loss, you know, a lot of running backs went down this week. You better look at, some teams. Just a little sneak preview of what we'll be talking about. Eric Casilius tomorrow on the Fantasy Lowdown 4-5. Is running
That's
backs.
That's what you call a tease.
Running backs. A lot of running backs went down. A lot of running backs probably available. So, Jeff, what's your record?
You're 5-5.
Okay.
I'm second place, man. I'm right
Are you?
There. I'm
on, right.
Yeah. I had an early stream.
All in the same league?
I'm 8-2.
Yeah.
And there's four teams in a 5-5. And then four teams.
Is that right?
I just knocked off number one.
So yeah, that's not bad.
I'm getting some momentum.
That's not bad.
Hey, Bilo, why don't you tell them my record?
Well, Jason Dvorkin's current two-game...
Stop listening to the show. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Jason's current two-game win streak has vaulted him into... I'm sorry, he stays in last place at 2-8.
2-8?
2-8. His quest for being the Detroit Lions fell through 2 weeks ago when he won a game.
Yeah.
And he now has won two in a row.
Oh,
so,
no.
So it's not good. Yeah.
You drafted Isaiah Standback, didn't you?
You got me.
The number 9 Isaiah Standback or the number 15?
The number 9 before he was...
He's going to start paying off this week.
Well, hey, guys, you guys do a great job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
On the
Thanks
air,
for stopping in.
In the pro shop, online. You guys are kicking butt.
Pilo's a big fan.
Huge fan.
Feel free to plug us.
I will.
We are officially getting the peace sign from Brian Lowe.
Peace.
That's
peace.
All right, guys.
We got this.
We got this. We got everything going on.
Thanks for letting me jump in.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.
Anytime.
Brian Lowe, ladies and gentlemen.
The Brian Lowe. Round of applause for Brian Lowe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's been fun. Nice work, Bilo.
My week is complete.
So, anybody listening, obviously, if you're listening now, you probably are listening tomorrow when Brian Lowe does the Fantasy Lowdown, 4-5, same time slot on Thursdays. He's going strong. Yeah. Going strong. I get some
I took his advice last week. I picked up Cincinnati as a defense. He recommended they're going to have a string of three easy games in a row, so I picked them up.
And then you kicked my butt.
And I kicked his butt.
Look at that. Brian does know what he's talking about.
I think he does.
Well, good. Hopefully everybody else is getting hooked up from the Fantasy Lowdown. If you haven't listened to it before, tune in tomorrow.
Ken could probably listen to him because Ken's team's not doing very well.
Is Ken in the league, too?
Ken's in the league.
So is it like a pro shop league?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've taken Bilo's advice, and we've all seen where that's gotten me.
Yeah.
He might be feeding you bad advice because you're in his league.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You and Brian are in a league?
Yeah. As is a bunch of our...
Like, everybody leaves a girl out. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
We could get you in the league next year.
It's just wrong. I'm offended. I do have a team.
You're more than welcome to join the pro shop.
I do have a team.
We'd love to have you in our league.
What am I?
What's the name of your team?
It's not nothing fan. I mean, the league?
No, your team.
Tebow fan?
You just can't come out
and
say
it. Oh, my actual team. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying it.
Okay. Why not?
I'm not saying it.
Oh,
anyway.
We're going to have to find this out.
Censored, huh?
Yeah, something's going on.
Back to the wish list that Mike sent us.
I think we covered that pretty good.
I think you covered that.
Does it have something to do with the tight end?
No.
What?
What? Jason Dvorkin.
Rude.
I'm going to... do I need to call HR on you right now?
Anthony Gonzalez?
I don't know. I have...
Anthony Gonzalez fan.
I do have him on my team.
Hmm.
Who else do I have on my
playing?
Team?
The plot thickens.
Wait, no. Not Anthony Gonzalez. I have Tony Gonzalez. Confusing me over there. Tight end Tony Gonzalez. Atlanta Falcons. I have him on my team. He was working out great in the beginning. I haven't really paid attention to... my team of late, but
I have Dallas Clark, my Iowa boy.
That's nice.
Yeah,
nice. Good work. I got Tom Brady.
Everyone sucks but me.
What the hell was that from?
Family
that is
Guy.
Awesome. That's about the only one I do like that you play. I know that guy. It's going to rain.
Oh, I know what I want to mention something. If you're not following the Pro Shop on Twitter, or you're not following the Pro Shop on Facebook, you lost a chance to get free shipping today. I'm not telling you the people the code, because if you had us on Twitter or Facebook, you would have the code.
He's so angry guy today. It's not even funny.
Today,
angry guy.
You suck.
He needs a hug.
I do.
So why don't you go over there and give him a mic?
Dvorkin.
No,
Dvorkin.
Please don't hug me.
Where's Ken? Ken, come in here and give him a hug.
Ken.
Mike, you were offering to belly bop with Jeff earlier.
That's a chest bump. Well, for us, belly bop.
Belly bop?
Is that an actual term, or did you just say that?
Yeah, that's what the guys on EEI say.
Belly
that's
bop.
That's a mental image I didn't need.
Yeah, that is disturbing. Belly bop. It is a chest bump, though.
Right.
I know what you're talking about with that. Belly bop, not so much.
Yes.
Not there with you guys.
Well, the chest bump was so 98, right?
I don't know.
They've moved on to this hip action now where they jump up and
do a little hip twist. I saw a guy coach do it in some game last weekend. I saw a special teams player run up and do the whole jump in the air hip thing with one of the coaches.
And the coach was like left with a high five and
he
didn't
awkward,
know what to do.
He wasn't quite right.
He didn't see it coming either?
No,
coach here or a different team?
No, it wasn't on this team. I forget what game I was watching, but I was like, I've never seen that before. It just seemed weird to see a coach.
Got a little excited.
Yeah, I guess.
That would be awesome if Belichick jumped up and did that.
Yeah.
Well,
my favorite Belichick was when he threw the headphones up in the air in the Mary Tyler Moore fashion.
They're going to really be jacked.
Again, showing his age with the Mary Tyler Moore.
Great demonstration, Jim. I liked that.
You're 2 years younger than me.
Three.
Whatever. Emotionally, it's more like 10.
So we don't have a question of the day. We're kind of behind.
We have a prize.
We're running out of time. We have a prize. What's the prize?
That.
No way.
Why not?
Yeah. Who wants a free Gillette Fusion razor?
What is Ken
going to say? It's actually a great prize.
That's a great
seeing as how you guys sell it in the pro shop cheaper than you can buy it at a pharmacy.
That's because we're Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Anyway, who wants
support the team.
It's the Patriot Gillette Fusion razor.
Yeah, it's good looking. And it's got the Patriot logo,
awesome.
The Flying Elvis on it. And you get blades with it. And
what's our question?
It's orange and blue. So what's our question?
It's orange and blue.
Why was Mike late? No, just kidding.
What was Mike watching at lunch today?
What was it?
What is Christina's fantasy football team name?
Yeah. No. Why are we talking about this? It's boring. It's not even good. It's like football 09 or something stupid.
I don't think
that's anyway.
With a sly little smile there.
Fantasy football team.
Listen, give me a question, Mr. Producer.
I say we go with what was Mike watching at lunch.
You like that one? Okay.
Yeah.
It works.
Mike doesn't even know what you're talking about. A flaming truck.
I know what I wasn't watching at lunch.
Be the first to go. Hey, congratulations. You won yourself a Gillette Fusion razor, Christine.
I'll take it. Thank you. I will take this and use this.
Okay, Miss Host. Now you come up with a question.
Well, I actually came up with that question, and you just simply agreed and took the easy way out. Give me another question. What have we talked about?
What number change?
What's the new hat we learned about today?
Oh, great one.
You got to spell it right. Actually, you have to say it right because you got to call in.
Right.
So the phone number is 508-543-7482. Call in and tell us the new hat that we all discovered today. Well, we've actually seen it before, but we wanted a Patriots
way. We didn't know the name.
We didn't know the name. Yeah. So anyway, it's an official name from a certain country. Call in anyway.
The show has become a
ship that prize anywhere in the United States.
The show has become a very.
What's the word you're looking for?
What is the word? You know this word when you put two hands out and like that.
Yeah, no idea.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
Very informative about different things from around the world.
Like the sharks. I mean, that
the
that caught us all by
surprise. We didn't hear about the aquarium.
Yeah, we went to the aquarium. It was great. You ever go there?
I've never been.
You should go to the New England Aquarium.
I want to go.
Really,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is. It's fantastic. Yeah. Giant sea turtles, sharks.
That's
fun. Kids loved it.
You were there on a Wednesday? Was it packed?
It was Veterans Day.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So they had school off.
That's right.
So I had to go and take care of them that day. And
all the fish were
wanted to do
white
something
blue.
Special, so we...
The fish were wearing the red, white, and blue.
We rode on the tee, and we you know, went to the aquarium and hung out there for a few hours. And if you haven't ever been there, really, it's a good take. It's a lot of fun.
Did you were you able to spend the whole day in there? Was
it a few hours?
A couple hours, yeah. All right, cool. Go see it.
Any manatees?
No manatees.
Okay.
You ever seen a manatee?
Yes.
I'm sure you have down in Florida.
I don't know if I've seen one in the water, actually. I mean, outside of a
I go down the west coast every year to my in-laws, and they are just right there.
Yeah.
Right by the boats.
When I lived in Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda, all the time they're getting hit by boats.
That's sad, but they're cool animals. Cows. They're really cool. Yeah.
Very slow.
Yeah.
We have bass in Iowa.
That's awesome.
That's great.
We don't one up it.
So
I haven't seen Save the Bass campaign.
They've got a license plate out there, like they have the manatee plates.
No, it's just on the side of the six pack.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. All right, so we're wrapping things up here. We need someone to win this. I think that's a great prize to win.
It's a
fantastic prize. And if you don't call in and win it, you could always go in the pro shop and get it and tack it on or use a gift card to it. But you got to spend. How much do you have to spend to get the gift card?
$50.
That's not bad.
No,
not
that's
bad. You get a lot of good gifts for $50.
Stocking stuffer there.
Stocking stuffer, yes. Anyway, big game on Sunday. Everybody bring their tissues. Their handkerchiefs.
4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock. 4:15, yes.
Yeah,
good kickoff. The grills are in.
Yes.
How's the weather forecast? Anybody know?
Very nice.
Very
nice is the forecast.
50s.
Christina
Friendly. Christina has to be outside. Why?
What?
That's always a possibility.
I'm telling you, I looked yesterday. I thought it was rain.
Oh, God.
And
thanks for bringing the whole show down.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Do the tissues. Sometimes
the truth hurts.
But Sunday's one of those good days with that close to the holidays. It's 4 o'clock game. Come early. Obviously, people are going to tailgate early, but shop.
Oh, no. No, it looks good now.
Shop, yeah. Shop. I mean, fry some turkeys.
You're right.
You had fried turkey.
50 degrees, partly sunny. I was wrong.
They put it in the... Have you seen that happen?
The big deep fryer.
Yeah. Fry some turkey. If anybody's frying turkey, let me know.
Have you seen the beer can chicken? You ever have beer can chicken?
I've heard of that. What is that?
You've never heard this?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. They put a beer can in the chicken.
Where in the chicken?
Oh, stop.
In the orifice.
and you grill it out, and the beer gets, it moistens.
Flavors it.
It
yes.
flavors it from the inside, yes.
Put it up, you know, full. Open it. Put it up full. Yep. Cook the chicken on the grill.
Have you had
on the
chicken
beer
like that?
Yes.
It's just good?
Yes. Can you just buy, like, a McChicken and just dump your beer on it?
A McChicken, as in McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's how they do things where you live.
It works. Yeah.
McChicken.
That's the simple, that's the collegiate way of, I get $3 this week.
Maybe that's how you teach your kids to eat chicken, but.
Well, it's another good day, hopefully, of outdoor tailgating.
No, I was wrong about the weather. It looks like it's going to be good.
Good.
Sunny
good,
in the 50s.
Get your grills, start cooking out. 4:15 is like perfect time, I think, kickoff wise.
Yeah. Crowd should be well lubed up and ready to go.
Lubed up.
That was an interesting choice of words. On that note, I think we're.
They don't see the bear can motion, so all they heard was lubed up.
We're going to wrap things up
this
here.
Really
if anybody wants to call in and win a razor, do it now. If not, we don't even have an email about it. Nope.
Send an email.
All right. Looks like we're going out on this one with someone in the room is going to get the free razor.
Hmm. Well, you answered the question, so.
I will gladly take it home.
There you go.
But anyway, get to the pro shop. Pre-holiday sale going on. Holidays are right around the corner.
Beat the rush.
Get your $10 gift card.
We'll be back with more as we look ahead to Thanksgiving next week. We'll see you guys then on Shop Talk. Have a good night.